Okay, today's daf is Beitza Yerushalmi Daf Yod Ches, and we are towards the end of the first parak here in Maseches Beitza, and we just had the Mishnah about different matanos that are allowed to be sent on Yantif. So the Mishnah said, what is allowed to sell, we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, what about food-wise? Machlokes Beishamai Beisila, Beishamai says, you have to send only ready-made food. Manos, so Beisila says, no, it doesn't have to be ready-made, you can send live animals. Because live animals, you could shecht and then eat it. But you could send behema, chai, v'of. That was one issue that we spoke about. Wine, oil, flour, and tvua. That was the Mishnah spoke about machlokas between Tanakama and Mir, Rav Shimon about tvua. And then we just had in the Mishnah, what about clothing? What about sending clothing on your? What's the issue? The issue seems to be a tircha issue, extra zilzil of yantif, if you're sending somebody that's not really needed for yantif. Again, it's not 100% clear in the Gemara what exactly is the issue. Some type of zilzil or uvdin techol if one is not involved in yantif activities. So the Mishnah had said that one could send any types of kalim. Af al pi she'en latzorach hamoed. That was the language of the first line of the Mishnah. Even though it doesn't need it, but it is usable. It's usable. Right, tefurin, if it's sewed up, it's clothing. Or ein tefurin, we mentioned that it could be used as a cover. Right, even if something is not fully sewn as a beged, I could use it as a cover. But I'm not allowed to send sandal hamasumar. That's because of the story. Both in the Bible and Yerushalmi, there was a story of the enemy that was heard on top. But they thought it was the enemy, but it was really the enemy, and they ended up massacring each other with the spikes on the bottom of their shoes. So that's why Chazal said no more wearing those kind of shoes on Shabbos and Yantif, Ma'aseh Shehayah. But then we said, what about shoes? What about shoes? So the Tanna Kamma said, you're not allowed to send a minol she'eino tafur, a shoe that is not sewed together, because that's basically not usable on Yantif. So what are you sending this present on Yantif if it's not usable? Rabbi Yehuda said, even white shoes you can't send, because Sarich Uman. That's what we're going to talk about today. You can't send white shoes because it needs Uman, meaning it needs to be blackened. The shoes were blackened. So if it's white, you can't send them because it needs to be blackened, and that's not done on Yantif, as we'll see. Zeh Klal, then the Mishnah adds off for the next line. Kol Shnei Osin Bo B'Yantif Mishalchan Oso. Anything that you could get benefit from, neosin, carbon eda, miskashtin, anything that you wear or become used for beauty, anyantif, that you're allowed to send, so it goes together. Whatever you could send, whatever you could use, you could send. Whatever you can't use, you can't send. We'll have to get back to that. Good. Says the Gemara, where we're up to. Keni masnisa, when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that you can't send a white shoe because sarich uman, right? There are two ways to understand that. Sarich uman might be understood as it needs a artisan expert in order to blacken it. Sarach uman, right? It needs to, that most people can't do it, right? Like we know on Cholamoy, there's Maisa uman, but is that what it's talking about? Says the Mikamara, no. Keni Mastisa Bereshu Tsarech Beitzas uman. Beitzas uman is the black clay that a shoemaker uses to blacken the shoe. It's not so, hard to do. It's not such a fancy type of avoda that's needed, but that's what the Mishnah means. Not because it's a maisa uman, and that's why you wouldn't be able to do it yourself, but because the uman is the one that usually has this type of clay. If you look in the mafarshim in the back, the Chidushei HaGrim, I saw us, he explains this. He says, Nir be'enai, afal pi she'enenu tsarech maisa uman, aval adayin lo nigmar malachto, mikri, afilu b'chisar ma'isa hedyot. Even though it's ma'isa hedyot, it's easy to blacken it if you have this clay, but most people don't have this clay, right? Only the shoemaker has this clay. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, let us add it because it's mechusar ma'isa, period. Says the Gemara, masnisa de Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah seems to be reflecting Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the Mishnah in Kalim. So now we're going to connect the Mishnah here in Beitza and the Mishnah in Kalim, Basisa de Rabbi Eliezer, Tisadina Tamar, because we learned in Kalim, Min al Sha'al Ha'iyamum. They used to make shoes. Remember in our day, not even in our day, I guess a couple of decades ago, we used to have not the shoe horns, but the thing that goes into the shoe to keep the shape of the shoe. All right? So, maybe some of our grandparents might have had but in the days of old, not only do you have them? You don't use them to keep the shoe in place. But originally, when the shoe is made, part of the processing of the shoe, they shape the shoe around this form, and then when the shoe is ready, and it was ready, so then you take it off. That's what we're talking about here. What happens, as we know, most of Maseches Kelim is about, is this considered a fully ready kli, Gemar Malacha, or not? So, Taniya Tamad, Bidal, Sha'al Ha'iyamum. If you still have the shoe on the shoe form, it's still on there, so it's basically ready. But you didn't take it off the shoe form yet. So, is that already a shoe that's Makabal Tuma? Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Mitahir. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tahar, it's not a shoe yet. It's not Makabal Tuma. Vachachabim Mitahim, and the Chum say, no, it's already considered a shoe. It's already Makabal Tuma. It's already Makabal Tumah. So we say, hey, maybe this Machlokas is related to our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, if you send a white shoe, you didn't do the blackened yet. So maybe that's parallel to, you didn't take it off the shoe form yet. Just like Rabbi Eliezer says over there, the Mishnah in Kalim, if it's still on the shoe form, you didn't take it off, it's not Makabal Tumah, it's not a shoe yet. So too, he'd say that you can't send the shoe. He agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. You can't send this whitened shoe on Yantif because it's not a completed shoe yet. You can only send completed items on Yantif. So that's what the Gemara's first suggestion is. We're connecting. Maybe Rabbi Lezer Shita over there in the Mishnah of Kalim is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita here. Right, that's what the Sefer Charedim says right here. Masisa Rabbi Eliezer, Klomar. Lema Rabbi Yehuda, Da'asa L'shloch bin Alavan, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can't send a white shoe, Dimashma. Which mashba the avagav the kfar hamin al tafur matukan, even though the shoe is basically ready, kiva de chaser adayin maisabo, since it's still lacking something. What's it lacking? Being taken off the shoe form. Since it's lacking something, lav klihu. It's not a kli. Lav davka l'shalcho aser l'afilu aser l'taltulo. It would even mean it's muksa. Right, if you can't take, if it's not a shoe yet, it's muksa. De Rabbi Eliezer svirle, it'll be like Rabbi Eliezer de lav klihu. So, shall we say that? That our Mishnah of you can't send the white shoe is like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can't take the shoe off of the Iyamum because it's not a shoe yet. It's because according to the Rabbanan who say mitame there, it's already a full shoe. Even though it's, you still need to do something. So the Rabbanan would say, you can send the white shoe on Yantif, even though you still need to do something. Right? Shall we say that? The Gemara says, no. Don't compare. Who says you should compare the context of Hilchos Yantif and Hilchos Tumas Kalim. Divrei HaKoli, maybe it could be, our Mishnah could be according to everybody. Meaning the Rabbanan over there could agree to our Mishnah that it's us to send the white shoe. Why? Shani hi hacha. Shukamachshir kli biyantif. Here is different because in order to blacken it, right, you need to be, to get it ready for yantif. Meaning, when it comes to a consider, is it called a shoe yet or not called a shoe yet? That's the machlokas over there. Right, and the Rabbanan, Rabbi Eliezer says it's not called a shoe yet. The Chacham says it is called a shoe. But even if you want to say it's called a shoe over there, it could be that that's not enough for Hilchos Yantif. For Hilchos Yantif, maybe you have to send something that is ro'i to use right now. Even if Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, it's not called, it is called a shoe already, but if it has to be blackened, maybe you can't send it on Yantif. If you can't send something that requires an avoda. Right, look at the charedim again. Divrei HaKolhi, Klomar. Afilu tamed demasnisa grabanan svirle. Mati aser belavan. Even if you want to say our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan Shita of the Mishnah in Kalim, still they would aser here. Denehi de klihu makabal tuma. Even though, yes, it is a kli, it's makabal tuma. Hashcharaso havi hechsher kli. The blackening it is the final stage. And you wouldn't be able to send it on Yantif. Just like Rabbi Yehuda over here would say you can't send the shoe still on the form on Yantif. Right? Those two go together. Right? Even the Rabbanan. And therefore, maybe our Mishnah follows, that opinion, also. So we're not boxed into a corner. Our Mishnah in Beitza could be like either opinion in the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. And the Gemara just says Tni. The way the Charedim reads this is, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that this might be true. Because the Tosefta, the Brisa says, Ein mefarkin es hamin al mi'al iyamum biyantif. You're not allowed to take the shoe off of its form, off of that the thing that it's making it, on yantif. And this sounds like it's going to everybody. It doesn't sound like it's limited. So Pashtus says the Gemara, this would even be according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say it already is called a kli, it's a full shoe on the thing, you still can undo it on Yantif, because it's still called an avoda. It's still mechusar avoda. He's still lacking something. So just like you want to be able to take it off on Yantif, you want to be able to send it on Yantif as a gift. Aval mafarkan as a minim, na imam b'chol shamoid. Chalamoid, you'd be able to do it. Why? As we just said in the first line of the Gemara. It's not a maisa uman that's needed. The shoemaker only has the blackened clay that's needed to do it. That's why you can't send it, because most people don't have this clay. But it's not that it's a professional act that needed to be done. Anybody could blacken their shoe as long as they had the material. But what do you see from that brisa? That brisa says that, and again, it's for kulei alma, Haredim points out, so Pasha's even according to the Rabbanan, that say it is called a shoe already regarding Hilchos Tumas Kalim. It's already called a shoe. It could be Bekabel Tumah, but you still can't take it off on Yantav because it's considered a significant act. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to send it on Yantav. Period. The allowance for Chalamoed here, the allowance for Chalamoed is reflective, as I just said, that it's not Maisa Uman. It's not an act that takes a lot of expertise. Right? The Tur and the Mishnah Brura, the Tur of Begin Hilchas, Pesach, Tur and Tavkuf Lamed, discusses the background and the categories of the Isser Malacha on Chalamoed. And the Mishnah Brura summarizes what he says. That's the first sim. The first sim in Hilchas Chalamoed kind of is an overview. Shulchan Aruch, the Tur in here, Tavkuf Lamed, is an overview of Malachas Chalamoed. And then he goes through each and every one afterwards. Every one of these five categories gets its own simin in Shulchan Aruch. But it's Shulchan Aruch in here in Tavkuf Lamed. It's unusual for the Shulchan Aruch to give an introductory simin and then go through the details in the following simanim. That's what he does here. Right, in Tavkuf Lamed, he gives the general simin. Chalamoed, Shena Yamim, Shembein, Reshu. Which are? We have to know what Chol HaMoed are. Okay? Chol HaMoed, Shebein, Shayamim, Shebein, Rishon Shal Pesach, Lishvi, Bein Rishon Shal Chag, Lishmini, Mutarin, there is, parenthetically, it could be a mistake. Some people took it out. I think the Frankel Rambam took it out. If you look in the Rambam Siddur at the end of Sefer Ahava, he says on, you say Yala V'Yavo on all Chol HaMoeds, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, on Chol HaMoed Shavuos. So he has that line in there in the Sefer Ahava. So I think when the Frankel Rambam, you know, went back to the Kisveyad, they took that out. Maybe it's a mistake because we don't have any Chol HaMoed Shavuos, but the Rambam had that line, at least in terms of one of the Kisveyads. So Chol HaMoed, Mutar B'chol Malachim in HaTorah, says the Tur Shita, right? There's a major machlok we've shown him. The Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, Daraisa, Darabanan, what is that? Right? We know on Yantif there's an Isser Malacha, except for Ochel Nefesh. What about Chol HaMoed? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur here says, Mutarin b'chol malachim in haTorah. The Tur holds all Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Derabanan. El ha-shachachamim masrum b'mikzas malachas. But Chazal aser certain malachas, af al gav yalfidon luhu mikroi tuva. And even though there are many psukim, right? Look in the Gemara, look in Chagig on Daf Yud Ches. Look, there are psukim quoted, asmachtas ba'alman in hu. They're all asmachtas, they're hints, aval ikaron elo in midrabanan. But really, they're only midrabanan. Therefore, again, why is this an easier shita? Because the poskim have certain built-in heterim to the malach of Chol HaMoed. If you say Chol HaMoed is an isa daraisa, it's much harder to explain. If it's isa daraisa, how could there be so many heterim unless the Torah says those heterim? Like on Yantif, malach has ochal nefesh, the Torah says. Kol malach has avoda lo sasu, hulavad yasa lechem. But Chol HaMoed is much trickier. That's why Rabbi had a parallel discussion by the inuyim. Besides eating and drinking, the other inuyim on Yom Kippur, remember we discussed at the end of the Maseches Yuma, wearing leather shoes and washing and sicha. So is that daraisa derabanan? So many we showed him, Rabbeinu Tam and others say, it's all derabanan. What's the raya? That a melech and a kala have that terim. To say that there are haterim, if it's a daraisa, it's much more difficult. Right? Say it's, so that's why it's, must be derabanan. But the Ran there, in the beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma, the Ran explained the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, all the inuyim are daraisa. Right, just only eating and drinking are isur karis. How can they be daraisa with heterim? Masra akasav l'chachamim. Right, the Rabbanan sometimes have the power to figure out the din daraisa, the contours of the din daraisa. That's the language that's used by Chazal here by the Mishnah Berurah of Chol HaMoed. Chazal don't use it in Rishonim use it in many places, numerous places I should say. But the Gemara only uses it here. Masra akasav l'chachamim uses here by the Mishnah Berurah of Chol HaMoed. But the Tur and other Rishonim say that just means Derabanan. But other Rishonim say, no, it's not Raisa with the Masur Nakasav. Hilkach, but now, but based on the Torah continues, Hilkach, of course, I hold this Drabanan, Hitiru Davar Ha'avid, Pirishu Avid Im Lo Yasenu, right? Major financial loss. Vitiru Kotzarche Rabim, and if there's a public need, right? If the shul needs something. Vyafilu Tzarche Yachid, Imeinu Maisa Uman, number three, Maisa Hedyot. So what do we have so far? We have Davar Ha'avid, Tzarche Rabim, Maisa Hedyot. Vitiru called Tzarche Amoed, Tzarche Amoed. Number four. Continue. Vafil Dvar Masurim. Hitir Bishvil HaPol Shein Lo Mayochal. Somebody that doesn't have food to eat. Those are the five Heterim. The five Heterim of Cholomoid. You gotta, again, each one is a separate topic and requires, detail. But those are the five that the Torah lists here at the beginning. Right. Simen Tav Kuf Lamed. Again. Davar Ha'avid. Tzarche Rabim. Maise Hedyot. Tzarech HaMoed. And Poel Shein Lo Mayochal. Vihineni Mesader Osam Tchila. Of our Devarim Shebegufa, that he says, I'm going to explain in the next simanim. This is an introductory simon in Tavkof Lamed. I'm going to explain each of them. And he continues what he's going to say. So again, I don't know other parallels. There must be others. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tavkof Lamed just says, this is what I'm going to do over the next 10 simanim. Usually you would do it at the beginning of the first simon and then continue the first simon. Tavkof Lamed is all is the hakdama to Chol HaMoed and then all the simanim afterwards. You look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes this also in the beginning of Tavkof Lamed, summarizes from the Torah, but he then quotes the machlokas rishonim. The ikar isra malacha malachas Chol HaMoed yesh deos ben rishonim. Machlokas yesh sovrim shu midevrei sovrim. B'nei shabatzidim batorah shenikru mikra kodesh huzman chagiga b'mikdash l'asur asiyas malacha on mikra kodesh. But yeah, these Chol HaMoed is not. Vahar be poskim sovrim shu min haTorah. Many poskim say that it's a daraisa, iser malacha. Vahad he kilu b'kam edvar manal hu al pi harishus shenita l'chachamim min haTorah. The malachas Chol HaMoed lefi tzorech ha'inyan lahatir, based on the power, the authority that was given to the Rabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah just adds umaod yesh li zaher shelo lahakel yosir mimashi etir chachamim. Make sure not to go beyond what the Chachamim allowed. Damer Chazal, because he quotes from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which we say, Chazal say is talking about Chol HaMoed. Hamevaze es hamoados. That's Oseh b'malacha, kilu obed avodos kochavim mozalos. Wow. That he has, gam chayev l'chabed Chol HaMoed b'machal u'b'mishte u'b'ksus nekiya. Shlo yidag b'minon chol. We have to make sure that we focus on the moed part of the chol, hamoed. And make sure not to treat it just as a day of chol. It talks about eating and, okay, but that's what's mentioned here, right? That one is allowed, even though one is not allowed to take off the shoe from the shoe form on Yantif, but you can take it off on Chol HaMoed because that is not a Maisa Uman. That's not Maisa Uman, right? That's one of the heterim of Chol HaMoed. We continue. Ma'u lahamid chol of b'yantif. The Haredim explains what is this, what are these two lines here for? Because just like we said, sending gifts is only for Tzorach HaMoed, so that's what this has to do with also. Could you make milk on Yantif? Right, we had a couple of days ago, maybe a week ago, we spoke about the rennet, comparing the rennet and the milk to the eggs in the animal. So could you make milk on Yantif? What's the issue of making milk on Yantif? What's the potential malacha? So there's two suggestions. We're going to go with the shita that connects it to borer. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky here connects it to. He says the Chazal say generally making cheese because you're taking out certain parts of the milk in order to coagulate. So you're separating the elements. So are you allowed to do it on Yantif, right? Ochel nefesh, right? It's all now. You're making cheese. It's like a food preparation. So the Gemara says midaraisa, yes, but not midarabanan. Im omer at kain, if you say you're allowed to make this cheese on Yantif. Nobody makes cheese just for the next meal. You make cheese on an industrial level. You're going to do a lot more. So if we say it's mutter, you're probably going to make it for a lot of it, which then you're going to be planning for after Yantif. That's why we're going to aser, we're going to forbid even a little bit, because we don't want you to prepare for weekday as well. We mentioned, I think just even a couple of days ago, that there was another day about making cheese on Yantif or Shabbos, what malacha that is. Not boer, but boneh. Boneh. That's the Gemara in the Bavli in Shabbos on Daf Sadi Hey. That's where the Gemara says a number of malachas listed. And it says, Megabain, hacholif ha-mechabes ha-megabain, kegrogoris is chayev. What are all these malachas for? So Megabain mishamay mechayev. So says the Gemara, cholif chayev mishamfarek, mechabes from borer, Megabin chayim mishum bone. It's building. You're creating. We've said that bone doesn't always mean like creating a big building, right? That tikkun, like we said, being tovel a kli on Shabbos or Yontif is tikkun mana midra banan. So that's bone. So megabin chayim mishum bone. On that Gemara, we have that amazing comment of Tosfos, where Tosfos says here in Shabbos Adahayim Manalov, one second, if you're going to tell me that you're allowed to make cheese midaraisa on Yontif, even though it's the malacha of boneh, so then you're telling me, why is it mutter? Letzorech achol nefesh. So we know what's the principle. Mitoch shehutcha, whenever you have a malacha that's mutter, letzorech achol nefesh, that is mutter, yivish lo letzorech achol nefesh. So if you're telling me that you're allowed to do boneh, letzorech achol nefesh, so says the Tosfos, why can't you build your house on Yontif? Right? It's a mitoch shehutcha, letzorech achol nefesh, yivish lo letzorech achol nefesh. That's an unbelievable question of Tosfos. You know there's gotta be an answer to that. Says Tosfos, Temalari. Even if, right, you might have been able to do this beforehand. Right, if your house falls down on Yantif, you have to build it up again. Because you couldn't have done that before Yantif. Since you could do the malacha of bone, which is making cheese, right, so then who did not be shlo letzarach? Uvash lo sheyehit tzarach hayom. Okay, make it tzarach hayom. You need a place to live. Shalecho besocha. You'll build a house. You'll sit in the house. Shalo yakenu sharav v'shemesh. So you'll protect yourself from the elements. So that's Tosfos' kasha. I shouldn't bone be mutter. What's Tosfos' answer? Inachinami. It's only us or derabanan. Wow. V'yesh lomar to us or midrabanan. Tavi uvdin dechol ki hechi dasur and tchina varkada biyantif. That we mentioned that Tosfos Shabbos Sadihei Amid Av. He says on the side, Ayin Tosfos Beit Sadav Gimel. Right? So it's Beit Sadav Gimel. So that's what we had a couple of days ago. Right? Tosfos there quoted, no, Milisha Ve'elach. Right? Right? Achash Yochal Chol Nefesh is next to Shmartem Asam Matzahs. So you have to guard the order of the Matzahs from Lisha. So maybe there's a limit. You got to figure out, you know, maybe Mitoch only applies to that. But, you know, what about the Megabin Mishem Boneh? Okay. But the Pnei Yeshua on that Tosfos says, of course not. Of course not. Pnei Yeshua says, you're not the bonus. Not gonna, you can't build your house on Yantif Midaraisa. Right? It's only us if Yeshua in the chol. The Pnei Yeshua says, no, there's different types of Megabain. Megabain in your house where you're using a little bit of the rennet to make the cheese, that's Mutar Mishum Ochol Nefesh. And that would be Mutar Shlo Tzarech Ochol Nefesh. But when you do it for industrial levels, that's for sure going to be us in Daraisa. The davka the begabik de liyapshon latzniel lasman maruba ola mochra the begagam the tzarach lasosun lasakman kein binyan kadeshi is kaim avol be megabin kadei laachlo laalter baosu ayom nirat v'ldami lebinyan klal. No, if you're making a little cheese, that's not bona. That's not going to be bona. You never have the major issue of bona that's going to be mutter. Vimke the fiza sulo ashkechan the huter binyan biyantav l'tzarach kanal v'chulu pnei Yeshua there in that sadihei. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rav Chalafta ben Shaul. So what did the Mishnah say the past couple of Mishnayos? The Mishnah spoke about sending food and sending clothing. What about jewelry? What about jewelry? So that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So Tanur of Tachalafta ben Shol, Tachshit and Asol Shalchan. You can't send jewelry. You can't send jewelry. Why can't you send jewelry? Explains the Charedim. You're only allowed to send something that gives you some type of physical pleasure. Right? Food gives you physical pleasure and clothing gives you physical pleasure. Protection. But jewelry makes you feel good. Jewelry, I'm happy to show everybody how I look, but there's no physical pleasure there, so it's not included in a direct ochel nefesh. So therefore, it's not going to be allowed. He says, even a silver or a gold cup would be allowed to be sent. I'm reading here from the Charedim. Right, that's not that. There are certain limits. Why would this be usher? Maybe Xera, you might come to take it outside. Why don't you take it outside? It's Yantif. Maybe Gozer Mishum Shabbos. Again, it's not 100% clear whether this is a Tircha issue, whether this is a Chash Hotza issue. But this is Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shaul. You can't send the Tachshitin. Amr Rabbi Mana, lo Amr el Shalchan, halalov shen mutter. Rabbi Mana says, okay, you can't send them as presents, but to wear jewelry? Of course it's mutter to wear jewelry. Meaning, what's the chiddush? Well, in the days of the Mishnah, remember some of those Mishnayos in Bameh Behema and Bameh Isha in Masechet Shabbos, there were certain types of jewelry that women were not allowed to wear on Shabbos because we're nervous if they walk outside without an Erev, they're so excited about their jewelry, they'll show their friends, and they might come to carry it, Dalet Amos, and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's why certain jewelry situations were not allowed in the days of old. Rabbi Mun is telling us, don't make a gzera of Yantif Mishum Shabbos. Don't think that just because Shabbos has an Isser Levisha by certain jewelries, Yantif also has an Isser Levisha. No, no, no. Yantif does not have the Isser Levisha. We're not going to make a gzera like that. You might say it's also gzera l'gzera. Shabbos itself, you can't wear it because gzera Mishum, you might do it out. So Yantif Mishum Shabbos, that could be a gzera l'gzera. Rabbi Mana says, we don't make such a gzera. And he adds, according to the way we're reading it, the Charedim, and I'll prove it to you, right, Tani, because after all, the Brisa says, right, the Tosefta says in Shabbos, Mitalta Nasa Shofar Lashkos Bosatino, if I have a shofar, I'm allowed to use that to give a drink to a child. A shofar is usually used for a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser, right? It's usually used, it's a Kli that's usually used for an Isser, blowing shofar. But what's the rule? Kli Shemalachto L'Isser is allowed to be used for Sarach Gufo, Sarach Makomo. So I could use it to give a drink. As a pin case, I could use a notebook. As a karkash, something a bell. As a mare, a mirror. L'chasos ben esakelem. I could use all these items for a mutter purpose. All these are klisha malachto l'isser. What is the Gemara quoting here? Rabbi Mana is saying, if klisha malachto l'issers are mutter l'sorach guvel l'sorach makomo, so jewelry is better than a klisha malachto l'isser. So surely jewelry would be able to be worn. That's Rabbi Mana's point. Again, Rabbi Yonah says the Isser would be to send the jewelry, but not to wear the jewelry, because after all, it's no worse than a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. What do you mean a mirror? Why is a mirror on the list? A mirror is a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. So the Gemara discusses in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes, in the Bavli, and the Chazon Yecheskel, so it just explains this also on this Tosefta. In the days of old, the mirrors had these blades on the corner of them. So that as you're looking in the mirror and you see, like, I don't know, you got some hair that's sticking out that you want to, you know, it was a shaver mirror, right? A razor mirror. So that if you saw this, you have some hairs that you want, you just like go closer to the mirror and use it to cut off some extra pieces. That's why the Gemara Shabbos says you weren't allowed to use these mirrors on Shabbos. Because you might come to forget yourself. You look in the mirror, you're like, oh, what's this extra piece of hair? And you'll go cut it and you'll forget it's Shabbos because you're looking in the mirror. So you can't even look in those mirrors. The Gemara says, if it's a fixed mirror to the wall, which you can't reach, and you'll have to go get a scissors, by that time you remember it's Shabbos. So it's okay. But that's the Gemara. Maybe we'll talk about mirrors more if there's a minute, but let's just continue. Amar Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Avun, according to the Charedim, Rabbi Avun says, no, I'm going to argue on Rabbi Mana on both counts. What did Rabbi Mana say? You're allowed to wear the jewelry, you're just not allowed to send it. And it's no worse than a Kli Shemalachto to L'Isser. Both of those points we're going to argue on. Amar Rabbi Abavun, Masnis Amar Shazul Lavshon. It's Meduyuk in our Mishnah that you can't wear them. Not just sending them. Why? Because what did the last line of our Mishnah say? Ditanina, Kalshani Yosin Bobi Yantav, Mishalchon Oso. Remember, it goes together. If you could send it, that reflects that you could wear it. If you can't wear it, you can't send it. So what? Our Mishnah is saying you can't send it. So obviously, you can't wear it. Im Omer Achamutul Lavshon, Yimutul Shalchon. If you could wear it, then you should be able to send it. The fact that the Gemara is Meduyuk that you can't send the jewelry, right? The Rebbe, everybody agrees to that, right? We just read that, Rechalafta ben Shaul. So you can't wear it. What do you mean you can't wear it? Why isn't it worse than any Kli Shemalachto L'Isser? It is worse. Mao hada detani, that which you said in the Brisa, metalton as a shofar, hashkos po esatino, as a pinkes, as a karkas, as a marlachasas ben as a kalim. Ah, a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser is much l'sarach gufa l'sarach makomo. This is jewelry is worse than a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser? Answer, yes. Kishayesh alehem toar kli. But when you have a kli is usable for a purpose. And therefore a kli has halashan alachas, makabal tumma, and therefore a kli, shemalata l'isser, you can, l'zarku l'zarbakomo. Jewelry is not a kli. Right? You wear it, but it's not called a kli. So, in a chinami, it's not connected to an avera, to an isser, but it could be that it's worse in terms of hilchas tilto. And therefore, Rabbi Avun argues. So we have a machlokas amoraim here, by wearing this jewelry. Again, we've never heard of this on Yantif because Bizman Azeh, even the Isser on Shabbos no longer holds. But Isser on Shabbos, there's no limit of wearing jewelry on Shabbos, Bizman Azeh, because that Gzera does not hold because we're not worried the reality of the woman taking it off And the Rishus Rabbim is not such a chash, and therefore we've never heard of any limitation on women wearing jewelry bisman hazeh. The mirror point is interesting. If you look in the Gemara there says you can't look in a mirror on Shabbos because of the mirrors that were in the days of old. First 2 points. Just the Ritva there on that Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mentes. The Ritva there says. Right, the Mishnah Gemara only says there you can't look in a mirror on Shabbos because you might. So it's mashma you could look in a mirror on a weekday, right? Without limits, va'afilu la'anoshim, even men, doesn't say any limits. Ve'ein bohem mishum lo yilbash gever sim lasisha, right? Because there's no iser of beged isha for a man looking in a mirror. Says the Ritva, aval yesh dochim, and others say no. Maybe we're talking about women here. We're talking about people who look in the mirror, like women. Because men can't look in the mirror even on a weekday. That's the Ritva. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Vav. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Vav in Yaredeya. That's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses a man looking in a mirror. That's the halacha of Beged Isha. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Aser leishlos takam amar mishum leyobash. Kever. Elke mishum refua. Let's is for refua. That's the day of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama says nowadays it's not called Beged Isha. The Hadas Liros B'Mara Hainu Dafka B'Makam Shein Derech Liros B'Mara Rak Nashim Fis B'Shem Lub Shem Liyobash Gever B'Makam Shein Derech Anashim Liros Gamkin B'Mara. If you live in a time where men also look in the mirror, mutter, then it would be okay, and that's where the Gro comments also. It would be mutter in our case because that's. Even the Ritva already alludes to that, but that's the case. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Baruch Hashem, and we will continue.